Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is food shortage, dollar shortage, and face shortage. So here's how it got started. I got this email, and it says, "Grace to you and greetings, brothers in Christ, and I saw FDA recall coffee." So he started checking. As of January 1st of this year, we are currently at 161 items that have been recalled. Now, you may be saying, so? Well, here's the so. He goes on to down, and he says he did some checking. The site starts with the most recent recall number at 1. Then I got to January 1st. I was at 161. The screenshot shows 151, 160, but it stops January the 4th. There's only one recall from January 1st to the 3rd. I think they're definitely destroying our food supply. If you look at the total entries, now here's the important part, 991 entries, but that is way back from September of 2017. I was curious around how much is recalled each year. Now, this is the point. So I looked, and this is what I found. 2018 had 18 recalls, 2019, 21 recalls, 2020, 61 recalls, and they've dramatically gone up since then. So when we're supposed to be having, 15, 20 recalls a year, all of a sudden, now this year, we have 161 items recalled. That's food recalls. In other words, people in high places have a plan, and that plan is to force everyone, if you want to eat, you got to take the mark. Now, let me tell you about this. I'm very excited about this, and then we'll continue with the food stuff. This is called the Prepper Bar, and they sent me, there's five of them. Now, these are in the little plastic containers, and I don't want to take them out, but this is really cool. Each one of these bars break into smaller bars. You can get gold or silver or both, but the interesting part is it fits inside your wallet. And I tried to show you, it's just a hair bigger than a credit card. It fits right in the wallet, so you can carry it with you. In a time of trouble, you can break it up. That tells you a little bit more about it specifically. This is my summarized version of that page. So 6.2 grams prepper bars, both gold and silver, perforated, fit in your wallet, credit card size almost. Three different size denominations, perfect gift, made in the USA, Nevada, IRA eligible, and it's a little over 2 ounces. Great deal. And to get it, you go to Prophecy Club Bar.com, prophecyclubbar.com, or call 844-771-1776.
In a world of uncertainty, be prepared with Silver Prepper Bars, your ultimate hedge against political instability and economic turmoil. Introducing the Silver Prepper Bar, crafted from 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. This tangible, divisible asset can come in handy even in the toughest of times. Portable, perforated, and easily tradable, the Silver Prepper Bar is your lifeline in times of crisis. When facing inflation, currency devaluation, and financial meltdown, Silver Prepper Bars provide peace of mind. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Secure your future today with the exclusive Silver Prepper Bar, the only silver bar on the market, divisible into three different size pieces for maximum utility, all while fitting in your wallet. The smart choice for savvy investors and preppers alike. With Silver Prepper Bars, you're ready for whatever tomorrow brings. As gold and silver prices continue to surge and top economists predict upcoming shortages, now is the time to secure your precious metals in the form of Prepper Bars, the only bar on the market divisible into three sizes for maximum utility. Place your order before supply runs out and prices go up. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Don't leave your future to chance. All payment methods accepted. Order your Silver Prepper Bars now, 0.999 pure silver and proudly made in the USA. Silver Prepper Bars, ready for whatever tomorrow brings. Order now.
13 nations have now signed an agreement to engineer a global famine by destroying our food supply. According to this agreement, which was drawn up by the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, food production is causing global warming and must be eliminated. To save the planet from climate change, now what's climate change? That's that where they use scalar wave that can cause large areas of our atmosphere to get super hot, super cold. It can take out anything in the air, on the land, on the sea, under the sea, any place on the globe, anytime they want to. Khrushchev called it the amazing new weapon. To save the planet from climate change, globalists insist farms must be shut down across the world. They're not kidding. They're doing it. Under the guise of reducing methane emissions, 13 nations have signed a pledge to engineer global famine by gutting agricultural production and shutting down farms. And they're not just doing it here, and they are doing it here, they're doing it around the globe. Announced earlier this year by WEFs, these are the nations where it has already started, and you see the United States is on the list. So they say, imagine no meat production from Australia, Brazil, and the United States. Okay, so we provide a lot of meat for the world, and you can expect it to get shut down here shortly. They're already working on it. This is the goal of the globalists, and they admit it's all part of the climate fraud, which has been thoroughly exposed as a quack science hoax. By the way, fisheries, this guy here says, I'm glad to see the shared commitment by the international community to mitigate methane emissions from agriculture as it means to achieve the goals we've signed in for the Paris Agreement on climate. Food systems are responsible for 60% of the methane emissions. Now, what they're saying is we have to get rid of the farmers. We have to get rid of the farms because farming is destroying the planet. We've got to shut down the farms, and we've got to shut down the food supply because that'll reduce the population. Yeah, they're serious. And this is that, look, Satan comes not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's exactly what he's doing. Here's their logic. Food equals global warming, so shut down the food. John Kerry said mitigating methane is the fastest way to reduce warming in the short term. Food and agriculture can contribute to low methane future. In other words, let's shut off the food. That gets rid of the methane. Then, of course, we have a planet, but there's nobody on it except them, of course. Cows and chickens to be replaced by crickets and insect larvae. They are serious. Enjoy the crunchy fake meat patties and cricket McNuggets. Soon, you'll be eating bugs. No, I won't. Oh, yes, you will if they have their way about it. And they're going to force you to take the mark. And only available wealthy elites due to government shutting down farms and ranches. As journalist Leo Homan explains, we can presume from this language that among the practices being considered are replacing a major portion of the beef and dairy cattle, pork, chicken stocks, and all those populations rely on protein, but now they're going to give them insect larvae, mealworms, and crickets. The UN, the World Economic Forum, and other non-governmental organizations have been promoting meatless diets and the consumption. I know you're saying, oh, this will never happen. It's not just happening, it is about to happen to all of us. So it goes on to say, Canada and Netherlands, where mealworms, crickets, other bugs will be processed as additives to be inserted into the food supply, you have to start checking your ingredient labels already. Some of them have, and that is very cleverly worded, but it's not exactly food anymore. My suggestion, josephskitchen.com. So right now they're overstocked on red wheat. They want to get rid of the red wheat, so they're making this special. Buy one pail of red wheat and get another pail of red wheat free. Buy one, get one free while supplies last. josephskitchen.com. Now, what does that mean? Well, one loaf of bread feeds one person for about a week. Each bucket makes about 28 loaves, which means one bucket feeds one person for about 6 months. My suggestion is right down here. Get 8 pails, feed 4 people for about 1 year, and right now they'll double it. So if you buy 8, they'll send you 16 pails. That'll feed 8 people for a year or 4 people for 2 years. And it's nitrogen packed, so it's going to keep for lots and lots of years. Okay, how many we don't know. But even if you're not making it into bread, you can boil it and eat it like cereal or something like that. So my suggestion right here, josephskitchen.com. Get it while they're doing a summer blowout. Holman also refers to the Deagle forecast, which projects almost 70% reduction of the U.S. population by 2025. That's next year. There is no more efficient way to depopulate through war, famine, or plagues. And, of course, we've already been hit by plagues. Famine is now, and war is coming. Isn't it interesting that all three of these time-tested methods of murder are in play right now? Yes, it is. Global food supplies just keep getting even tighter. Global hunger has risen to extremely alarming levels. 30% of the global population does not have constant access to food right now. They want to kill us. NATO state announces plans to stockpile grain. What does NATO know that maybe we don't know? They're storing 82,500 tons of crops by the end of the decade. Now, I'll show you something else here in just a second. No, it's not there. They're storing it like crazy now. Maybe that's a hint. Maybe we need to store it, which, by the way, Joseph Kitchen has a buy one, get one free on the red wheat right now. Go to josephkitchen.com. Anyway, let's go on. Okay, so this NATO member seeks to prepare for the unthinkable. What's the unthinkable? Nuclear war. The Ukraine conflict and climate change as prompting this decision. The building up of a contingency stock of food grains is about being prepared for the unthinkable or nuclear war. Sick. Pentagon scheming to force feed U.S. troops experimental lab-grown meat to reduce carbon emissions. Military veterans respond. Oh, surely not. Yeah, they're not kidding. So the Washington Free Beacon is one that broke this story, and they says that BioMade, a company, wants to reduce the military's carbon footprint by force-feeding active members experimental lab-grown meat with Biden's regime in full support. They're not kidding. The company has received over $500 million funding from the Pentagon. How'd you like to have all the churches in America receive $500 million in funding from the Pentagon? What would we do with that? We'd win a lot of souls with that. Innovations in food production that reduce the CO2 footprint of food production at and or transport to DOD operational environments are solicited. These could include, but not limited to, production of nutrient-dense military rations. They're serious. They're serious. They're talking about taking our food away and giving us artificial food. Now, what do you suppose is in the artificial food? Something they want in there that we don't want in there. And I hesitate to say more, but I have a good idea. Benjamin Fulford, this is back in February, he says, you're trying to destroy farmers all over the Europe. The farmers in some town here, someplace Dutch, were complaining. They're trying to destroy farming, not just here, but around the globe. Farmers are upset about high energy prices, regulations designed to corrupt them and the food of underpriced toxin-laden grain from Ukraine. This is part of the deliberate KM policy to create a food crisis by putting farmers out of business. The KM, he calls them Khazarian Mafia or the Deep State, whatever you want to call them, evil people in high places. The KM are also systematically destroying food processing facilities. We've talked about that in previous programs. There are like 180 food processing plants been destroyed all over the planet just over the last couple of years. This map shows all the food processing plants that have either caught fire or been destroyed from 2021 to 2022. Have a look. There's a bunch of them. Now, the Bible says in the last days that they will command from eating meats. I wonder if it's because they've got poison in them. The article goes on to say the idea is to create a total dictatorship by controlling everyone's access to food. So my first question before we get started is, what is Watch Prophecy Club? Well, a lot of people that have been going to this have been very impressed, the comments are. Because for some 25 years, we used to have a guest speaker in, sometimes two or three a month. We made over, I think it was like 330 DVDs from 160 guest speakers. Most all of them, about 300 of them, are available at watchprophecyclub.com. You can watch them instantly. And they're about 2.5 hours each. We used to offer them for a gift of $30. That's about $9,000 worth of DVDs, all for a gift of $20 a month or $200 a year. Things on it like is. As you can see, here's some of the titles. Some more of the titles, Prophecies of Oil in Israel, More Prophecies of Oil in Israel, Asher's Secret Prophecy and Oil in Israel, Meteor Destruction of America, and also Catastrophe Meteor, Tsunami and Earthquake, a lot of them. Matter of fact, this is one of your favorite ones that I talk and relate to a lot. This is from Pastor Shane Warren, and it's all up there. Go to watchprophecyclub.com, $20 a month, $200 a year, and yes, it helps your prophecy club. But it gets a lot of really good information into your heart. Watchprophecyclub.com. Also, office just called me. We have 10 Berkey Royals in stock, and they come with two filters, about 3.25 gallons per Berkey, and they're $450 plus shipping. We also now carry Alexa Pure, which is a little smaller, 2.25 gallons. Each filter lasts about 200 gallons, then you replace it. It comes with one filter for $275 or two filters for $375 and $120 for each extra filter, maximum four. Also, you can get a stand for $40 and 65-gallon water bank, which is a big bladder that you put into your bathtub, fill it up, and it should stay fresh for about 16 weeks. And it provides water for about 2 months for one person. Kissinger said, who controls food controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. But he who controls money can control the world. That's what they want to do. So that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, how does the dollar fit into food, fit into the mark of the beast? It does. I'll show you. Walmart is replacing its price labels with digital screens, but the company swears it won't use it to surge pricing. Sticker price tags are going out of style, only to be replaced by digital. Hear that word digital, because I'm going to talk about that. Digital shelf labels. Walmart, the world's largest retailer, 2,300 stores, says it's going to be digital by 2026. Now, how's that work? Let me just explain. So it used to be, if you wanted to change prices, you had to go out and put a new price tag on top of the old price tag if you use the sticker kind. Now they just pull it off of the shelf. They don't put stickers on each one of the items anymore, most places anyway. So they just change the sticker, and that changes all the prices behind it. But this is going to be digital. Now, I don't know exactly how it'll work, whether they just push a button in the back and all of the prices are all changed. And of course, why are they doing that? Well, price can go up that way, certainly not down. But the interesting part is I want you to look at their date. Is 2026. Is that telling us that the mark of the beast is going to be implemented by 2026? Or thereabouts? I think that's exactly what it's telling us. Okay, so here we are midway through 2024. They're already talking about coming out with a CBDC, the central bank digital currency, and I'm about to read for you more about that. So could it be that this Mark of the Beast system, could it be that it's going to be implemented in 25, 26? Why would they set a date to have all of their digital, all of their paper, or their non-digital, maybe that's the way to say it, their non-digital pricing changed to digital pricing by 2026? I think they gave away a date. New York City boasts taxpayer-funded card program for illegal immigrants is helping lead nation through crisis. Now, I don't want you to notice the fact that they're giving away money, handouts. I don't want you to notice that it's $350 a week. What I want you to notice is that they're not handing out paper dollars. Now, this article doesn't tell you this, but other articles have told you what they do is give them a digital card, a debit card. So all of these 6 million immigrants, whatever the number is, all of those guys are all tied to a digital payment system. Everything is going digital. Further confirmation, BRICS. Japan dumps $63 billion worth of U.S. bonds. Why would they do that? Because the dollar is going away. And what are they going to? Eventually, to a digital currency system. 1/6 of the central bank of Japan's portfolio just got dumped. Why? Because we're doing away with the dollar. Japan is following the footsteps of the BRICS alliance, which has been dumping U.S. Treasury bonds for more than, I'm telling you, we are heading to a digital dollar. Now, since I saw this in the other articles, so I decided I would do a search for the word digital through the past PowerPoint programs, the past programs. And essentially, here's what I found out. I saw a pattern. And basically, we will find you. And they're going to find us by facial recognition. This is very interesting. Revelation 13 says, he that leadeth into captivity. Now, what does that mean? It means that people will be turning in Christians. And it tells Christians that they should not turn in Christians. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. It means if you turn people over to the New World Order, you're going to be turned over to the New World Order. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Means if you kill people coming after you because you do not have the mark of the beast, you're going to be killed. Well, wait a minute. Why would God not want us to kill people that are trying to come after us to kill us because we do not have the mark of the beast? Because he wants to bless you by turning you into a martyr. That's why it says, here's the patience. Now, patience doesn't mean, like, don't say anything. It means don't quit. What Jesus is saying is, this is my plan for many of you to bring you into the kingdom in a higher resurrection because you died for me. Here's the patience and faith of the saints. Now, these scriptures talk about the blood of the saints. I saw under the altar the souls of those who were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And I heard a loud voice saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? White robes give it to every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, till their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Now, in my opinion, those three verses, I just read those three verses, are telling us who the overcomers are. The overcomers are those people that see the beast, but do not take the mark. They're the overcomers. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets. On down it says, drunken with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And it finally concludes with, in her, talking about America, is found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that was slain upon the earth. Meaning, there's going to be a Christian killing machine turn on in America. And most of us are probably going to give our life for Jesus, and that's okay. That's a good thing. Into the petrodollar. Now, I already read this. This is part of my search. When I went through past programs searching the word digital, I want to show you something I saw. Last line is all I want to read here. Multi-central bank digital currency CBD platform has to do with the petrodollar. So the petrodollar is going away and they're bringing in a digital dollar. And this is how they're going to find us. Leo Homan says, Biden regime is expanding intrusive facial recognition scans to all 430 federalized airports. In other words, if you want to get on an airplane, you have to have their digital ID, which I'm going to read for you, is actually going to be a cell phone. Let's go on. Biden regime expanding intrusive facial recognition scans to all 430 federalized airports, even though a bill has been introduced to try to stop for it. They're stealing the biometric data of millions of airport passengers, and it's at airports. Well, it's at airports now, but it's going to be grocery stores. It's going to be driving down the road. It's going to be walking down the road. I mean, in China, they have the best facial recognition in the world, they claim, and we have linked up with them. capturing real-time pictures of travelers and comparing them against their photo IDs now being rolled out at more than 400 federalized airports. It's not going to just stop at the airports. It's going to be every place. Skipping on. Here's the catch. But they have no control over Homeland Security and other entities to which they pass the information on. So, in other words, this is a global facial recognition, digital ID, money system all tied up. It's all going to be one system. Senators stress that most Americans are unaware that they have the right to opt out of facial screenings. Yeah, right. Maybe so this year, but don't count on it too long. And I'm just going to skip this. I'll let you read it if you want to read it. There's more. Part of the two American system. The United States is not a democracy. It's a republic. So much more. We've covered it, so I'll let you read it if you want to read it. This is all talking about the Mark of the Beast system. I want to get on to something else that's very important. Okay, swift planning launch of a new central bank digital currency in 2024. So 2024, 25, and apparently Walmart is planning on it being in place by 26 because they want to have this digital pricing system in place by 26. Now, this is part of one of the things I wanted to get to when I rushed through this. I've covered it a couple of times, but I think this is very important. It's a dream given to an 11-year-old child, one of the members of our congregation. Now, this particular member does not follow Prophecy Club nor Bible prophecy. This is an 11-year-old child. He doesn't know what he's saying. So he had a dream. And by the way, his parents said we quizzed him. We quizzed him for a long time, back and forth. His story didn't change, and it remained consistent, and he said absolutely it happened. So in the dream, I'm over at my grandfather's house. He wakes up and has a T-shirt on that says, "Cash is King." Grandpa's favorite saying, in the dream, I sensed that the dollar bill crashed and was no longer good anymore. The dream cut to people walking on the street with nice clothes, but somehow I knew that money-wise they were poor. Somehow I knew this was a depression, like in the history books, only people had nice clothes on instead of old clothes. In other words, it happened quickly. I saw in the people's hands an electronic device about the size of a cell phone. I'm telling you, your cell phone is not your friend. About the size of a cell phone. If you turn it sideways, it was like a checkbook, but all digital. I'll say that again. If you turn it sideways, it was like a checkbook, but all digital. I've never seen anything like it. It was like an iPad and a cell phone all mixed together, but it was not a cell phone. You could not play games or apps or make a phone call. In other words, it was only for buying and selling. It was strictly for currency. You could buy anything if you had enough of this digital currency, but you could not sell anything. Not everyone had equal amounts of this new currency. Only people like President Biden and Elon Musk, very, very famous people, had a lot of this new digital currency. Only a few of your average people had very little, just enough digital currency to buy basics for one day of their lives. That's what we've been saying. The rest of the people had no digital currency, but had the digital checkbook, but nothing in it. The dream cut back to my grandpa. My grandpa says to himself while looking at the window, "There is no way this is happening. There are too many rules in place." Then the dream cuts again to me and grandpa are in a war zone. I said, "Grandpa, get down because people are shooting at us." The soldiers had blonde hair and blue eyes with very pale skin. I could not tell what country they were from. We had dived into the trench with American soldiers, but the foreigners captured our area and took Grandpa prisoner. Somehow they knew he had a lot of cash. I was lying in the trench, scared. Somehow I knew the Grandpa had died of stress, and I felt bad for my Grandpa. The dream ended. Australia signs treaty and is starting to switch all of their banks to digital banks. Here's further confirmation. So the Lord showed me an American flag, the flag transformed into a $100 bill waving in the wind. Suddenly it transformed into a digital code, almost like a crypto code. It was moving like it was alive. It was like internet math code. It kept moving and moving, and I said, Lord, what is this? The Lord said, the dollar's about to turn into a digital dollar. I hope you're listening. Like, you know, I got three or four people. I don't think there was like 12 people that have seen the same thing. He said it'll be worth half what it's worth right now. So a $100 bill would be worth $50. Then he showed me that the banks all went bankrupt. All the money that was in the banks, whether you were rich or poor, the banks seized it all. Hope you're listening. All the money in the banks was seized. It was now the property of the bank. I don't know how, but somehow they seized all the money in the banks. People lost it all. We'll recommend you go to prophecyclubgold.com or prophecyclubbar.com to get you some of these. Okay. Loans that you have on your house, your cars, and everything, I saw that they took all of it. They called it a debt jubilee because they couldn't foreclose and take everybody's houses and everybody's cars because the dollar crashed. They just wiped it all out and created a whole new digital platform. They created a new digital dollar. The Lord showed me lines of people standing at the Target stores trying to get food. They weren't dressed like they were in poverty. Same thing the boy saw, okay? Weren't in poverty-looking clothes. They still had nice clothes on. It was like all of a sudden all the money just left suddenly. It was like it happened overnight. Same thing David and Phillips saw. People were in lines at Target and Walmart lines. Lines were like a mile long. There was no products. There was no food there. There was hardly anything left in these stores. Same thing Byron Searle saw. People were waiting just to get whatever they could get. I could see them all in a single fine line, searched forever, stretched forever. He showed me certain cryptocurrencies that would go up in value. He showed me certain things that would happen with gold and with silver. Remember that Shane Warren saw that silver will skyrocket far more than gold. He showed me the euro. The euro would be in trouble because of what was going on in Europe and this Ukraine war. It was all going to happen like dominoes falling one after another. ProphecyClubGold.com, ProphecyClubBar.com, JosephsKitchen.com. Get yourself prepared, my brothers and sisters. Get yourself prepared.